It's time for MVY's What's New for Lunch?
Excuse me, waiter. What's new for lunch?
Well, I'm Barbara Dacey, and we welcome Juliana Hatfield to the studio today. As I was saying, Juliana has a new album. It's called How to Walk Away, and a new book that's coming out, which is going to be released at the end of September. It's called When I Grow Up. So we say hello to Juliana, who's here with Betty, too. Betty's her dog, so Betty's getting comfortable in the studio.
Hi.
Hi, Juliana.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, it's a pleasure. It's a pleasure.
It's my first time at MVY.
But you've spent a lot of time on the vineyard, I know.
Yes, I have. I've known people here. I have family connections, but I've never been to the station before.
Uh-huh. And you've listened?
I've listened.
Yep.
Yeah.
Good.
Of course.
Well, we've always been big fans of your music, as I was telling you. Just it's so you've had such a long career, you know, mm-hmm. and kept going through lots of different eras, you know, and different styles of music and
decades.
Yeah, because you started
millennia.
That's right. Wow.
Yeah, I started in the late '80s with my first band, the Blake Babies.
Yeah.
And then, I don't know if you want the whole history.
Well, yeah, well, let's talk about it, because it's a great history. And you were about 19 at that time when you guys all got together?
18, 19, yeah. And in Boston, we got together. And then from there, I went on to Atlantic Records. I had made a couple of records for Atlantic. And my book kind of tells the whole story of my life in music and all the stuff that happened and the highlights and the lowlights. And basically just kept making records up, you know, for almost 20 years now, which is shocking.
Yeah, it must be shocking to you, though.
Shocking. Yeah. And now I have this new record and I'm really proud of it.
You should be proud of it.
Thanks.
It's just a great, great, great sounding record. It really is. Tell us about the, because we'll go back and forth all over the places. Mm-hmm. There's lots of places to go. But let's focus in on the record. We're going to play a couple of tracks on What's New for Lunch. How to Walk Away, produced by Andy Chase, who songwriter and producer and great all-time guy. And his parents have a house here. He spends time on the vineyard. How did you hook up with Andy?
Andy and I met Andy, who has this band called Ivy, who people might know. His
yes.
His French wife sings in Ivy. It's a very kind of a really cool sort of like smooth pop kind of, I don't know how to describe it, but I met Andy about 10 years ago, and you know, I don't remember how I met him, but I knew of Ivy and he knew of my music, and somehow we got together about 10 years ago to work on a couple of songs, demos, and nothing really came of that. We made these two songs and then we kind of didn't talk to each other for a while, and then we made contact again a couple of years ago and decided to try recording a couple more songs, and just as an experiment, and two of those songs ended up being on How to Walk Away on the album, and the sessions with those two songs went so great that we decided to do a whole album together.
Yeah, and you were obviously getting ready to record an album.
Yeah.
Or did that? Yeah, right.
Yeah. So I sought him out, thinking, you know, maybe this would work. You know, maybe we could try this again, and because I needed a really good producer for this collection of songs that I had, and I produced a lot of my recent albums. My last two, I produced myself, and I wanted someone who would kind of take the reins and give the album a sort of different flavor, because I tend to be kind of a sloppy, lazy producer, and I wanted someone to kind of whip me into shape and polish the whole thing.
Right,
and
right.
And Andy really did that. He did such a great job as producer.
How does that happen, like in the studio? How does someone like Andy whip you into
well,
shape?
He's such a mellow guy, so he doesn't exactly whip you into shape, but but he's very he's just a really hard worker, but he doesn't press you too hard. I don't know how he did it, but somehow he just elicited really good performances out of me, because he's just a cool, smart guy, and he has really impeccable taste, and we never disagreed about anything. And usually when I'm working with a producer, there are a couple of moments where we kind of butt heads a little bit, but with Andy, we were in agreement on everything. And I think just that really good environment made me really relaxed, and so I was able to deliver my best performances.
That's so great. That's great. Yeah. Gives you the freedom and the support to be able to do what you do.
Yeah.
Just by him doing, you know, creating that environment.
And he was also really, he spent a lot of time with me in pre-production, just going through each song in different keys and different tempos and finding the exact right key and speed for each song. And just a lot of attention was paid to the details of the arrangements and stuff, like the stuff that I tend to kind of overlook and when I'm just kind of bashing through the songs, you know. And
Well, let's listen to a song. There are two that I had kind of thought would be great to play, and then a little bit later on, Julianne's going to play some songs from the record live. So which one should we start with? Should we start with This Lonely Love or My Baby?
Let's start with My Baby, the more mellow one, and then we can work up to the rocking one.
Okay. By the way, that's Betty. Just being heard in the background. Here's a song from Julianna Hadfield's new album on MVY Radio. MVY Radio, song called My Baby. Julianna Hadfield from her latest album. It's called How to Walk Away. Julianna is here in the studio, and it's fun to listen to it with you and just talk about the little parts and the things that just make up a song. It's so complex and it's such a combination of moments just in time and making decisions, like that spontaneous little vocal thing there. And
That me singing along to the guitar solo, spontaneous outburst of melody. Just little accidents happen and Andy came up with a lot of keyboard ideas, and a lot of the recording was just us sitting around and trying out ideas and, you know, leaving them in if they worked. Just a very, very nice, kind of open, creative environment.
Right. You've done that all along, kind of just, I mean, you've worked a lot with the early stuff you said with the Blake Babies. I mean, that must have been just so exciting at that time, just a young musician with two other young musicians just creating that and having, at such a young age, having that just kind of pop.
The first band is really exciting, and you think that you're the best band in the world, and you think that you're going to change the world, and so it's very exciting. It's like we thought that the world needed us and that we were going to blow everyone's minds.
Well,
we blew a few
people's
minds.
You kind of did. Yeah, you did.
Yeah. And then we broke up 4 years later.
What did that, was that a hard breakup or just?
I think it was just like we kind of, the Blake Babies kind of ran its course and I think we all just wanted to move on and do other things. And we're still all
I was going to ask you, you guys are still close.
Me, Frida and I actually have started another band called Some Girls. And we've played, we've done a couple tours as Some Girls.
And that's a current thing. You do that now.
We're kind of on a hiatus right now. Frida's living in England. And John Strom is actually my lawyer now. He's the other Blake Baby. He's an entertainment lawyer now.
Isn't that great?
Yeah. So we're all still friends.
Still really connected and friends. Yeah. So the book that you have just written is coming out at the end of the month of September, When I Grow Up. Why now for a book? What inspired you to write about your career?
Well, I found myself on a tour about 5 years ago, another tour of these scuzzy rock clubs. I've done so many van tours, just 5 weeks in the van playing these places that stink of stale beer and cigarettes. And in the beginning, it was really fun. But I found myself about 5 years ago sort of suddenly asking myself, why am I still doing this? Is this really how I thought my life would be at this stage of my life? And I just was assessing everything, looking back and, thinking about what I had accomplished and what I had failed to accomplish. And I just wanted to write about it, what I'd been through and how, you know, where I'm going to go from here. You know, where does someone who's been in the spotlight and then had the spotlight taken away, what is a person like that, you know, what is that life like? I thought I had an interesting perspective.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And so after you kind of went through all of that and wrote it, what's it like on the other side? Are you happy with what you've kind of found? You probably found out some things that you didn't even really know about yourself.
I remembered a lot. I actually had to do research. I had to go and talk to people from my past, like the Blake babies, and see what they remembered. And some of my memories were not quite correct, which is really interesting. There were things I didn't remember, like John Strom of the Blake Babies told me that Nirvana invited the Blake Babies to open for them on a tour of Europe right before Nirvana's Nevermind came out. And they're, you know, they're my favorite band. I loved their first album, Bleach, and John, I had no memory of being invited to tour with them, and John said that we had to turn it down for some reason, and I think I must have forgotten it because I was so traumatized by having to say no. But, you know, things like that that I didn't even remember, and I learned a lot about myself also writing the book.
It's so great to have a record of it, too, because there are so many things that you forget, so they come back for you, and then you remember, and you can, whatever, sort that out. But then, now you've got this record of your career, and with all the things that you forgot and the things you remembered.
Yeah, all the good and the bad. It's all in there.
Yeah.
And hopefully other people will get something out of it. I think it shows the world how, or whoever reads it will see how insecure and neurotic I am and what a mess I was all those years when I was quote unquote successful. I was just miserable, and
how do you feel now? Do you feel like much better in your life and just more comfortable and more at ease?
I feel less miserable
than
ever. Yeah. Less miserable than ever before.
Fantastic.
I feel like my life is like it's like a problem I've been trying to solve, and I'm getting closer to solving it.
Wow. I think a lot of people, you know, kind of are in the same boat.
Yeah,
we're all in the same boat.
That's what it's all about.
That's why we're, you know, we have this life to live and to figure it all out as
we're
we go.
All struggling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we're sitting with Juliana Hatfield today at MVY. Juliana's new album, How to Walk Away. Her new book, When I Grow Up. We're going to be back, and we're going to hear some music from Juliana live here in studio on MVY. Barbara Daisy, I'm here with Juliana Hatfield. We've been talking about her new record and been playing some songs. We're going to play one more song. Do you play bass still? I mean, you play guitar, bass, little piano,
little keyboard. Yeah.
Little keyboard.
I haven't played bass in a while, but I think I'm going to get back to it eventually.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think I'm a good bass player. I neglected it for a long time.
Must give you a whole different view, too. Like, I would think playing a different instrument, you know, all of a sudden switching from the guitar to the bass.
Well, the guitar and the bass are really similar.
They're similar, yeah.
The bass is four of the guitar strings, six strings.
And yep.
They're just bigger strings. And But I approach bass like I approach guitar.
Oh, that's, you do? Yeah.
Yeah, that's why I think I have a kind of unique bass playing style, because I play it like kind of like it's a guitar.
Mm-hmm. You play
really melodically.
You played bass with the Lemonheads, right? On one of those records. So
It's a Shame About Ray.
Yeah.
And Evan actually played bass in the Blake Babies for a little while.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he toured with us.
Oh, I didn't know that.
On bass, yeah. Yeah, it was very incestuous back then.
You guys have known each other for a long time, huh?
Yeah, I remember meeting Evan before he was 21, and I know it was before he was 21 because I was with him the night he had his fake ID confiscated at the Rat.
Oh, what happened? They just walked away?
They got the door. We all went out to this club, and we were 19 or 20, and Evan showed his fake ID to the doorman, and the doorman knew the guy whose ID Evan was holding. He's like, "You're not him. That's my friend." And he took the ID. Betty.
Is Betty know Evan too?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's Betty's bark.
Betty can't.
She can't bark
anymore. She had throat surgery. And
yep.
They took away her bark in the course of the surgery.
Right. But she looks totally healthy and good. She just wants your attention, right?
She wants me to be done with this interview.
Yeah, let's be done with this interview. Let's go to the beach. Come on. How much more can you talk about this stuff? Well, thank you so much for stopping by. Just a real pleasure to meet you have this time to talk about your music.
Thanks for having me.
You're so welcome. And we're going to play one more song from this amazing album from Juliana Hatfield. Don't forget, the book is coming out at the end of the month. It sounds like a very interesting book, When I Grow Up. And the
record's
album
out today. This is the release date.
I realized that. That's so cool. So you can go right down to your store and buy it right now, and you should. So we're going to play the song on the album called This Lonely Love, featuring Richard Butler on vocals. Juliana Hatfield, thank you so much.
Thank you.
MVY Radio.